I want to ask a question. Who are the ungodly? When you hear the word ungodly, who is the first person or group of people that pop into your mind? Please open your Bibles to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Every week here at Grace Bible Church, we have an opportunity to celebrate, to remember Christ's death. And this week, we're going to do that from Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 8. Here in Romans 5, the Apostle Paul is speaking specifically to believers. Please follow along as I read Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 8. For while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one would hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for a good man someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We're told in verse 6 that Christ died for the ungodly. The ungodly are those that deny God, disobey God, live contrary to God, and have a contempt for God. Christ died for them? Christ and the ungodly are completely antithetical to one another. Christ, the holy, perfect, innocent one, died for those who actively oppose him. Verses 7 and 8 provide a contrast that helps to amplify this unbelievable relationship that Christ has to the ungodly. Verse 7, for one would hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for a good man someone would dare even to die. The point here is that we can relate to the rare concept of some valorous sacrificing of one's life, someone giving their life for another person. We can esteem that and we can honor that. We can relate to that. But what we can't relate to is someone knowingly dying for the wicked. Humanly speaking, this is a completely foreign concept. In verse 8, but God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We are the sinners. We are the ungodly. And Christ died for us. There is no analogy that can approximate the chasm between an infinitely holy God and an infinitely ungodly sinner. We have nothing and we bring nothing. We deserve the wrath of God, not the love of God. Christ's death on the cross is purely an expression of the Father's own love towards us. His amazing, infinite love for ungodly, helpless sinners. Do you recognize that you are one of the ungodly? Do you recognize your need to be saved from the infinite wrath of God? Do you recognize it's only through Christ's death on the cross that you can be saved? Have you put your trust and faith in Christ alone? In a moment, the men are going to come forward and they're going to pass out a little gluten-free cracker and a little cup of juice. If you answered any of these questions negatively, we simply ask that you would just pass them by. This is a time for believers to rejoice. It's a time to remember what Christ accomplished on their behalf. But please, Talk to someone. Talk to the person who brought you. Talk to me. Talk to any one of the elders. It's important that you recognize and understand the eternally dangerous position that you are currently in, that your soul is currently in. If you're here today and you do profess Christ as your Lord and Savior, but you're convicted, you recognize that you are in unrepentant sin, then we ask that you just repent, confess it, forsake it, turn from it, and join us. Believer, remember Christ's death suffered on the cross. Remember, you were the ungodly, helpless sinner, unwilling and unable to do anything about your position before a holy God. He, the innocent one, was bearing your wrath. He was suffering on your behalf. And he died for you. Praise God for this unbelievable demonstration of the Father's love, his amazing love. When your hearts are prepared, please take communion on your own, and I will come back up and pray.